It's the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. NDSU plant pathologist Sam Markell is our guest. Sam, with an open winter that we've had, are we going to be setting ourselves up for more leaf and fungal diseases this year?
If you've made your seed decision, which many of you have, that's totally fine. But if you haven't, you know, think about the diseases that you've had on the farm or in the fields that you're going into. As the season starts, I really start to think about root rots right away. So seed treatments can become an issue. Of course, a lot of the seed treatments are already on the beans, and that's good. But usually the first thing that we see is root rots. And in a cool, dry year, we tend to see more than in a warm, dry year. But you can see root rots in any scenario. When you do have water after planting in particular, and if it's cool, you tend to see more disease pressure. And over time, those things will build up. You know, some of those decisions I've already made for this season. So it's really important to pay attention to what happens in this season in case you need to do something in the future.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.